And welcome back to Out of the Woods. We're going to get some bluegrass going for you. I have a brand new one here from Nova Scotia up in Canada. The Spinney Brothers have a new CD. It's called Living the Dream. And here's Pocket Knife on Out of the Woods.
Creaking of the old barn door before the sun came up. He went to work out on the farm and came home after dark. I stayed right there by his side till the morning work was done. He sometimes set me on his knee and he held me in his arms. He'd take out that old pocket knife and lay it in my hand. Same old pocket knife that his daddy gave to him. The handle was worn from days gone by, but the blade was straight and true. Said someday when you're older, son, I'm gonna leave it all to you. Now I am a man and daddy's gone. He handed down a lot of things I carry through my life. No lesson planned, just a father to his son. Think of him each time I hold that pocket knife. On my hand I the scar, but I learned from that mistake. Cause I could tell it broke his heart to take back what he gave. Sometimes the toughest love we learn is hard to understand. Looking back, my daddy carved the path to be a man. Now I am a man and daddy's gone. He handed down a lot of things I carry through my life. Lesson planned, just a father to his son. I think of him each time I hold that pocket knife. Ooh. He handed down a lot of things I carry through my life. Still miss that man as every day goes by. Think of him each time I hold that pocket knife. Still think of him each time I hold that pocket knife.
Now Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why, he left his home in the south to roam round the bull, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. They'd often say his homely way, he'd rather live deep down in hell. A pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore that I would not fail. We started on at the streak of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched on the sleigh and he raved all day of his home way back in Tennessee. Before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of old Sam McGee. Now a promise made is the debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were numb, in my heart I curse that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows. Oh God, how I loathe that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavier grow. And on I went, though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. The trail was bad and I felt half mad, but I swore that I would not give in. And I'd often sing to the hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Then I came on the marge of old Lake LaBarge, and a derelict there did lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a trice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it and I thought a bit. Then I looked down at my frozen chum. Then here, said I, with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with this grisly fear, but the stars came out and they danced about. Ere again I ventured near, I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked and it's time I look. Then the door swung open wide, and there sat Sam, cool and calm, in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile, and you could see a mile, and he said, please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear that you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plain Tree down in Tennessee, it's the first time that I've been warm. There were strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen strange sights, but the strangest I ever did see was the night on the marge of old Lake LaBarge I cremated Samuel McGee.
Ah, nice stuff. Wrapping up this week's Out of the Woods, I just got this CD. It's all tied in with an exhibition which took place last year at the Art Institute of Chicago. Liz Carroll's folks sent it out to us. She's playing fiddle on here. Also playing some fiddle and Hardanger D'Amore, whatever that is. Liz Knowles. Katrina McKay's on here. Trina Nigonal. Kieran O'Hare, and a whole bunch of other folks, too. But we heard The Dark Slender Boy there, the neat little pipe piece. And before that, we heard Planxty Charles Bunworth, Rose and Kathleen's Slip Jig. And that one comes under the heading Textiles, Glass, Musical Instruments, and Fancy Work. I guess it has something to do with the visual elements that they're tying that in with for the exhibition. But yeah, pretty cool stuff. And coming out of a bit of bluegrassy stuff, we heard brand new from the Deer Creek Boys, The Cremation of Sam McGee. And that's from their brand new CD called What Goes Up. And we started you off there, The Spinney Brothers. And Pocket Knife from their brand new one, Living the Dream. Ah, yes. Well, that is that thing that comes up every time it's time to leave, and I don't want it to. I was having too much fun this week. Anyway, we will do it all again next week, like I mentioned before. Make sure you tune in. More live music next week with Zach Trajano. That'll be a good time. We'll also squeeze in a bunch of new music, as we always do. Don't be a stranger. Send me some email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Also, come on over to the website, outofthewoodsradio.com. We also have the Facebook page out there, etc., etc., etc. Just track us down. All right, folks, be safe out there, be good to one another, and stay out of the woods.